and the evening meal. Tulasi arrived in Yavat, where Srimati Radharani and the Sakis were, and showed Krishna's remnants to them. Everyone bloomed with joy upon seeing and smelling the pleasing colors and fragrance of the food. Rupa Manjari took the prasad from Tulasi, brought it to the dining room, and prepared immediately plates for Radha and her friends. Meanwhile, Jatila called to Vishakha. Abhimanyu has eaten and gone to the Goshala to rest. Please call Radha to take her meal, the remnants of Abhimanyu. So the remnants of Krishna. At this moment, another invitation comes to take the remnants of Abhimanyu. Let us see how this conflict is solved. Vishakha said gravely, "Your daughter-in-law has already fallen asleep from working so hard in the forest. I will save the food and give it to her later." Vishakha smirked, means like, "Ee!" while keeping Abhimanyu's remnants in a corner of the dining room. It's in the corner. Vishakha, smiling joyfully, met Radha and described how she had cleverly avoided Jatila's request that Radha would take the remnants from Abhimanyu. So there's Abhimanyu's remnants in the corner, disregarded. And to honor Krishna's remnants, Radha and her Sakhi sat on low, jeweled, inlaid seats beside a gem-studded table covered with a splendid silken cloth. Radha relished Krishna's adaramrita, the nectar of Krishna's lips mixed in the prasad, just like a 30 female swan sipping nectar. Lalita and Vishakha sat on Radha's right and left. The other Sakis sat around Radha in a semicircle. Rupa Manjari and Tulasi tenderly served Krishna's nectar-surpassing remnants to the Sakis, just as Mohini once distributed nectar to the demigods. Actually, there was very little food. However, when it was served, the rice and sabjis seemed endless, because they were touched by Hari's transcendental hands, sweetened by Syama's lips, glanced upon by Srimati, and hankered for by the whole world. Well, this is very powerful. Krishna has touched this prasadam with his hands, sweetened it by his lips. Radharani had looked upon it, and the whole world is eager to have it. As female swans relish the lotus stems left by their husbands, a deer enjoys the soft new shoots. Now, as deer enjoy the soft new shoots, as bees drink the flower nectar, and as chakoris imbibe the moonbeams, Radha and her sakis attained the pinnacle of bliss, relishing the remnants of their lover. Radhika and the sakis rinsed their mouths after eating. The sakis blissfully chewed Krishna's prasadi pan and rested on beds while their maid servants rendered different services. Tulasi and Rupa Manjari sent some of Radha's remnants to Vrinda via a messenger named Malati. is very interesting. Vrindadevi, who is the keeper of Vrindavan's forests, is not forgotten by Srimati Radharani. She has in the forests different cottages with different items which are required for the divine couple's pastimes. For instance, she cuts fresh fruits when Krishna, when Radha and Krishna are in the forests and are hungry for a little fruit snack. Vrindadevi also has many parrots which act as messengers, carrying one news which is necessary for the divine couple to know from one corner of Vrindavan to where Radha and Krishna are. So Radha has a very close connection with Vrindadevi, and because she helps in the pastime, she's also Leela Shakti. There's the Leela Shakti, then there is Purnamasi, who's Yoga Maya. So Radha sends remnants of Krishna through Malati. Before sitting down to happily under Anna, Radha's remnants themselves, Tulasi and Rupa, arranged prasad for Radha's other sakis and manjaris. A mock fight broke out amongst the manjaris as they tried to place the best items on each other's plates. So also the manjaris are quite temperamental. It's described that they have very intense emotions. Manjaris means they're young, prepubescent, that is, before the puberty, but they have a very amazing emotional intensity. That's why they can so much relish the love which is there between Radha and Krishna, because they are very sensitive to this. Tulasi and Rupa Manjari rinsed their mouths after eating. They went joyfully to serve Radharani, who affectionately gave them her prasadi pan. God, pan. So the Manjaris are fighting for the best parts of Krishna's Mahaprasad, and then they go and serve Radharani.
Sorry, I'm not sure if I understood properly. Are they fighting to get themselves the Maha? No, they are fighting so that the other one will get the best part. Yeah.
A mock fight broke out amongst the Manjaris as they tried to place the best items on each other's plates. Yes, amazing. Not on their own plates. I read it wrongly or commented it wrongly. They are fighting to place it on the other plates. take this. Very emotional, intense. So we will have just a little bit more. Krishna goes to meet Radha. This takes place between 10 and 10:24. Yashoda put Krishna to bed and retired to her sleeping chamber. Krishna closed his eyes only for a few moments. Then he got up abruptly and ushered the servants outside his room. I will sleep now. You please go outside of the room. Re-entering his room, Krishna locked the door from inside and slipped out a side door to meet Radhika. There is lots of information about this Saito. I once heard the store is very secret. It's underneath Krishna's bed. That's what I heard. But I'm not sure if the source is absolutely authentic. But there seems to be a Saito. Saito means no one else knows about this door. It's maybe like in Europe we have paintings before side doors, you know, and you have to first remove the painting to go into the side door. So they slipped out of a side door to meet Radhika. Now there was a little problem, because you must know Nanda Maharaj is extremely charitable, and every morning he opens the doors of the palace and gives huge charity to anyone who wants. Brahmanas, non-Brahmanas, everyone gets whatever they want from Nanda Maharaj in whatever quantity. So there are always crowds of people before the palace gates, because that's the place where wealth comes to the people. So crowds of people milled about in the moonlight by the main gate of the palace. So Krishna, who fears detection, went behind the palace and from behind, not from the main gate, but from the behind, he fled from the village Nandagram on a secluded path covered by the shadows of the trees. I just imagine Krishna running, you know, in the shadow of the trees, away from Nandagram. As soon as Krishna started walking, Vraja Bhumi lifted him on the lotus of her heart and whisked Krishna to the rendezvous place with the speed of the wind. This also explained by Raghunath Das Goswami when he clarifies how Krishna could in one day cover a huge area which the Braj Manda Parikrama covers in 30 to 40 days. Brajabhumi is formed like a lotus, and when Krishna is coming on the lotus, then the lotus somehow expands and contracts. Zhup, zhup. It's almost like in the airport you find these walking ways. You know, you step on it and you walk and you zoom like Superman through the airport by the power of these. What are they called? Walking ways or? Wie heißen die denn?
Laufbänder.
Heißen sie so in Deutsch? Laufbänder, you know. So, Brajabhumi is doing this. As soon as Krishna started walking, Brajabhumi lifted him on the lotus of her heart and whisked Krishna to the rendezvous place with the speed of the mind. You whisk a chamara, you know, fan. It's like
speed of the mind.
The speed of the wind. Actually, I'm sorry. This parikrama has taken my mind away from me. So it goes the speed of the wind, everywhere. It seems that Krishna arrived there just by thinking of it. He's at the rendezvous place just by thinking of it. While proceeding, Krishna anxiously thought, I left the moonlit road to take the shaded path. I wonder if my Priyaji has arrived already. So in the meantime, as Krishna anxiously speeds with the speed of the wind through the Subraj to the rendezvous place, Radha rises from her bed and relaxed on a gem-studded chair brought by her Manjaris. So tomorrow we will hear what Radha thinks. Very, very nice verses she thinks about Krishna. Wow, then we will hear about Govinda Stala. I can't wait. That's the day after tomorrow. All right. I was very happy to hear about this transcendental transportation of Krishna. And really recognize that Vrindavan is a person, that forest of Vrindavan has a heart, which a lotus, which is formed like a lotus, and she wants nothing more than to accomplish the meeting of Radha and Krishna. So when Krishna is out to meet Radha, she helps by I once read a book about Lord Rama was a modern rendition of the Ramayana, and it was explained how Rama used to travel by Brahman Shakti, and it was described how a tunnel formed of that divine energy which Rama entered, and then almost like a time tunnel he arrived at wherever he wanted to go. So this was a modern concept. It was not taken from Ramayana, but here we find something very inconceivable and much nicer. Vrindavan Dham takes care of Krishna's transport. Krishna. I think that Vrindavan Dham takes care of Ananda Nitai's transport every day. Try to imagine Govardhan Parikrama every day. Actually, I can imagine. I used to do. Not every day, but every second day I went as part of my Kartik Vrata on Govardhan Parikrama. I would start at 4:30 in the morning, pay my obeisances to Radhakund, take the drops of Radhakund and pray to Radharani, and then run. And I would come at 9 o'clock back. Remember? when I was young, did many things. Any other? What struck you?
I was interested to see that Hooper Manjari is very much in charge of distributing the prasadam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when the maha prasadam of Krishna comes, She first organized her meet her close friends, and when they finish, she prepared also the plate for all the young Manjaris. And yeah, of course, this moment of this mock fight to give the best piece to each other. Also, at the end, how it stops, it's quite mysterious, because Krishna is almost running out of the house for the rendezvous, and then he's going very fast by the help of Rajabhumi. And at that time, Radharani awakes, and she sits on a chair and relaxes. So I thought, how is that possible? How is it that she's not also eager to... So maybe it's written tomorrow on what happened, but I felt like surprised at this.
Sometimes, because it's a guticha, means a guidebook. See, it's taken from different scriptures. It's paste and glued, so to say, the verses. And sometimes I have also noted it backtracks a little bit. In one scripture, and then goes with that scripture through the same lila, and catches up where the other scripture left. I have noted that a few times, and as I'm reading it, I think it's meant to be read with understanding and. And ultimately with the realization. There is one very interesting episode. Siddha Krishna Das would train his disciples to do this meditation, Ashtakaliya meditation. Especially he would tell them about the service, you know, the idea of service by the meditator. So there was one of his disciples one day who was crying, and they would meet in the evening. So Krishna Das asked, "Why are you crying?" And this disciple said, "I couldn't complete the meditation today because when I saw Radharani's hand, I believe, when I saw something of Radharani, it was so beautiful that I couldn't continue my meditation. I was just stunned. And the whole day I was just, couldn't move on." So it's a dynamic description. Please keep this question until tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. It could well be that Radharani is meeting Krishna on time, and we hear from Radharasa Sutanidhi that very often she's earlier there and is anxiously waiting for Krishna, who got delayed. Mm-hmm. Any of you?
For me, it was very interesting that the kind of prasadam Krishna touched this, sweeted it with his lips.
Mm-hmm.
He touched it with what? Krishna touched it and sweetened it with the lips, and Radharani looked at it.
Yeah.
And the whole world is eager to get it.
Yeah.
Super prasadam, I guess. And what strikes me more is that in my consciousness the picture starts to move now. I hear, and if you repeat it, then the picture coming up, and I can somehow come deeper in this scene.
training the mind by hearing. I just read something, this Prabhupada this morning said something. He said, we must train our mind to think of Krishna. Otherwise, there is chance for an accident in spiritual life. Macht man Unfall. Anyone else?
I like so much how the mantras know exactly what the others like when they distribute the prasad, because in one sense prasad is prasad and it doesn't matter so much, but how loving they are and between each other, they exactly know what the other likes.
Yeah. 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 I was also thinking about how it's not only that they are serving Radha and Krishna and everybody is focused on Radha and Krishna, but they are also so this very loving between them. I was also very much
It's an interesting point which Bhagavati made. Yes, it's actually, I mean, I can't now remember very much because of being tired, but it's for sure one of the very, very rare descriptions of interactions between the servants of Krishna. Usually hear how they all relate to Radha and Krishna, but we don't hear so much. I mean, I would have to now go through my memory and see, look for other instances, and I'm sure there are other instances of the servants serving each other. But this is certainly a very rare instance which makes us very eager to go there.
Also, Rupa Manjari sent one servant to Vrindadevi, also to bring prasad.
Right, there's also. Yeah. Krishna. So we will say goodbye for today, or good night for today. Hare Krishna.